It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So we had mates over, as I've mentioned, on the weekend. And I am... Look, it's probably just ingrained in me. I like to have the house really clean when people come over. Like super clean. Like smelling when they walk in, they can smell the bleach. You know?
Ah, lemon pledge.
Yeah, right?
We need more. Lemon pledge.
No. Get your own. So I thought, okay, I know that no one's more, well, maybe one of my mates who stayed over was going to be in the tub. But apart from that, no one, well, because we've got a bath shower, right?
Oh, so that
so to have a shower, you have to get in our spa bath situation.
Because you're not, does anybody go to someone's house and run a bath?
No, but you have to shower in the bath.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah, so I thought she might use it for a shower.
But just that's brought up the question to me. Does anybody go to your house and have a bath? Like,
hey, if you don't have a bath and your mate has a bath.
You go over to your mate's house and bath. Have a bath.
I wonder.
I'd love to hear from anybody who does do that or has a friend that does that. On a similar vein too, I had a friend come over once and we were going out and he was there to pick me up and he goes, oh, can I just pop in for a second and use the dunny? I was like, yeah, no worries. And then 15 minutes later he walked out and he had dropped an absolute grogan. And my family was at home.
Heard that term before.
You did. You live 15 minutes away, mate. Do it before you leave the house.
Yeah, well, I know. So, okay.
Back to your weekend.
Back to my weekend. So, anyway, I really wanted to scrub down because the spa bath is like white or cream,
yes.
Right? So it gets dirty and it's hard to clean.
This is the one without any sort of screen. That's right. Or curtain.
Yeah, right? So... we've got this natural, like, eucalyptus and lemon pledge style spray.
Yes.
Right? And I'm like, oh, and I sprayed it all on. Yeah. And then normally what I do is I spray it on and then I get chained and then I have a shower. So then I clean nude and there's a rule, you don't come into the house. You don't come into the bathroom ever.
Okay.
When one of us is cleaning because you never want to see that.
Sure.
Seinfeld discussed it. There's good naked and there's bad naked.
Yeah.
Right?
I always think
scrubbing
that
in the shower, definitely bad naked.
I always think that when I have to pick things up when I'm nude. Like, bad naked, Tom, bad naked.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, I've got this like eucalyptus lemon stuff going on.
Yeah.
But is that going to be enough? And then I thought, oh, it's all natural sort of stuff. I'll just get the Domestos and I'll just throw some Domestos on top of it, right?
What's natural about you're like, oh, it's all natural stuff. You're not using, you know.
No. But
ylang,
it's like
ylang and ginseng.
Yeah, I know. But it's kind of like, I mean, it's just like eucalyptus and, you know how there's like actual, like shower cleaner, like Mr. Burn, you know, and that sort of stuff
where you're like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
But this was kind of, it's a bit more of a natural kind of cleaner. Mm. And then I'm like, oh, well, that's not going to be good enough. I'm going to need the Domestos, which is like full hospital grade bleach.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, put that everywhere and then I'm in the shower and then I realise, wow, okay, I'm feeling a bit not well.
This is not the first time this has happened.
I know.
What was the other one? Didn't you wee in bleach or something?
No, I didn't wee in bleach. I used, what was it? Bleach and vinegar or something.
Yes.
I don't know. You can't combine the two, apparently.
Put bicarb soda into bleach and
something.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, you can't combine things. Yeah, I know. And it happened again. And so I literally felt faint. I thought I was going to pass out. I couldn't breathe.
Yeah. You didn't have a shower screen to hold on to.
No, I didn't.
To balance.
So we've got a window. So I opened the window and I was like, and then I was like, must keep cleaning. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm nude, unable to breathe, coughing, like face out the window, scrub.
Yeah.
And then I get the water. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. I got the water, put it all over and whatever. But then afterwards, I felt like I had a chemical burn. Like,
of course
literally
you did.
In my throat.
You probably did have a chemical burn.
I know. And then so Jimmy comes in and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, hey, I mixed things. And he's like, never mix chemicals. We've spoken about this
yes.
before. And I'm like, but I just thought they would work harder together.
No. When anyway. Will you learn? You're there with burnt lungs. Your neighbour who's in the driveway next door watering plants has burnt eyes. Because you used to get out the window, nude. I know,
but man, you should see this bath.
Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I've discovered something, right? And it's got to do with my family and my heritage and my history.
Yes.
And our lineage, if you will.
Ah.
And it's a little bit of a case of what could have been.
Yeah.
And I might be a little bit upset about it.
Okay.
You know how I had that dream that time that I was Phil Collins' love child?
Yes, I remember
got
vividly.
Got the same hairstyle.
Yeah.
And I woke up and called Mum and Ah. I did Google whether he toured in like 1981.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Okay.
So I think there's no chance of me being Phil Collins' love child.
And you got a real Susu Studio vibe.
Thanks, mate.
You're so Susu Studio.
I'm also in the air tonight.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
Congratulations to our mates, Muzz and Loz. They got engaged over the weekend. Beautiful. Right.
And together they will have one full name.
Tom and Lauren.
Okay.
Bless.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not us.
No, it's not us.
But
actually,
I'm Tom
someone
and
the
you're
other
Lauren.
Day,
yeah.
No, someone the other day, someone last night said, oh, Lauren and Tom. And I instinctively went, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It was weird. Hence, Muzz and Loz.
Yeah, fair call.
So they got engaged. Beautiful.
Congrats,
and they
guys.
Asked us, a few of us, if we wanted to go around for dinner last night to their
nice,
house.
Yeah.
Like, yes, cool. Anyway, so
on
I
Monday
said...
Monday night's interesting choice.
No, but do you know what? It was really nice.
Yeah, right.
Too, yeah. And their house is one of those great houses. It's just always nice to be in. It's got a nice vibe.
Oh, cool.
They're nice. Wombie came... because they got a dog and they were playing in the back. Great time.
Right, yeah.
So they're like, I'm like, oh, are we bringing anything? What should we bring, you know? And they're like, no, we're just going to get takeaway, make it easy. Easiest night ever.
Cool.
You know, just want to see you guys. Yep, sweet. Mm-hmm. So Muzz went out to pick up Ty for dinner. And he was gone a little while. You know, when someone kind of leaves and then you realise, oh, where are they? And
it's
like, oh, they've
gone
to pick.
And
they've been a while. And you kind of.
Longer than you would have thought it would take to go get what they're getting.
Yeah, right. So we're like, oh, okay.
Mm.
Anyway, he comes back with the food and he is, let me just say, he is the loveliest guy ever. I've never seen the guy angry, or perturbed in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
Right? He starts laughing. He's like, oh, he's like, I could tell that they were under the pump.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Like, you know, when you walk in a place and you just sense the vibe, he's like, the waitress was just, you could tell she was stressed. There's five people waiting with arms crossed, just staring.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He's like, oh, I'm going to be in for a bit of a wait here.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine. And so he had to wait quite a while for the food. And there were two waitresses. One was a, you know, main waitress, you know, and then the other one was working under her.
Okay.
And so the main waitress, when he finally got called up for his food, and he must have been waiting for like half an hour in the shop or something. Like they were poor things. They were really, really under the pump. And we were like on a Monday night
busy
too.
Monday night.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Anyway, he's like, nah, it's all good. And main waitress goes to younger waitress, hey, can you get him two Cokes? For waiting.
For his troubles.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Organising. She was like typing up some stuff on the calculator or whatever. And then she's like, yep. And then she hands him two Cokes in the form of pot glasses. And he grabbed them and he's like with his finger, like he's holding the bag of food.
Takeaway.
He grabs the two pot glasses and he's like, because he didn't want to be like, no.
No, he didn't want to be rude.
And then main waitress turns around and is like, cans of Coke.
Amazing. Oh, they were busy.
Tom and Loggie.
K-Rock.